Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. Today is April 5th, 2021, and this is the place where three astrologers gather every Monday night to talk about the heavens above and take calls from our listeners. So welcome, welcome. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm broadcasting tonight in my new condo in Florida overlooking Boca Ciega Bay on a dark, starless night because it's very overcast. And I'm joined by my friend Heather.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from the Mission Valley of Montana, just north of Kalispell, Missoula and south of Kalispell. So that's where we are tonight, and Mark might be joining us in a bit.
Yeah. So we're talking about the lovely new energy. Mercury went into Aries, so it's 90 miles an hour, and he'd been in Pisces the last few weeks, and Mars was in Gemini answering to Mercury in Pisces, so even though the Sun went into Aries and Venus went into Aries, it was kind of like still kind of dreamy, drifty. And then Mercury went into Aries, boom, and all of a sudden, doesn't it feel like the world is 90 miles an hour and careening wildly? And we have that for the next couple weeks until Mercury goes into Taurus when he slows down. But, yeah, it's kind of a wild time out there in the heavens. Fast, fast, quick, quick, go, go, fast, fast. And this week there's lots of nodal activity, meaning the planets are going to contact the nodes. And what that means is choices, meeting people, changing direction, figuring things out, a lot of energy about forward, full speed ahead. So I'm looking forward to it. And then there's, of course, some Neptune. There's some Pluto. Very dramatic heavens. So, Heather, what have you noticed?
And so you've got a new place to live and move states in the middle of all this Aries energy. What a great new start for you.
It is
a time of new starts, and really is. So I'm really appreciating this Aries lineup. I could feel it on Saturday night when Mercury went into Aries. Suddenly the conversation got started. Dear mate, who is an Aries, but Mercury in Pisces, has been so quiet for weeks and weeks and weeks. Suddenly, all this conversation happened. And I'm seeing that with many people. They're like, the mind wakes up, the words are found. We just have to watch that rather explosive energy, the fuel lying around. I'm watching the Chauvin trial in Minneapolis with all this Aries energy bubbling up underneath it and really feeling, the testimony has been pretty intense there. But this Aries lineup really wants to just speak the truth. Now, one of the problems with any of that truth-speaking energy is that people can be, lose the subtlety of it, and that they may miss some of the more delicate pieces, but it's an interesting and powerful place. We can still feel that Saturn-Uranus square. There was a swarm of minor earthquakes in L.A. today, and you're going to be seeing that. We hope that all those minor earthquakes that we're seeing around the globe take the pressure off so there's no major ones, but the plates are shifting and changing and moving underneath. Venus is moving into a square with Pluto this coming weekend, just on the new moon in Aries. And, that could just be a place where we come in contact with our feelings and we know what's really important to us. So we move forward. We do that new moon in Aries, new beginnings with depth and purpose. It could also mean that something difficult happens and then there's a rebellion in response to it. So we may be both of those. Aries is fuel, and this fuel is lying around waiting to be set off or not. So it's a little tricky.
A little tricky. Turbulent. And, down here in Tampa, they're talking about this giant phosphorus thing about to erupt, and they're evacuating people. And I think Mark joined us. Mark, you out there?
Yes, hello.
Hi,
Mark.
We're all here. Okay. Yep. I'm bringing in Aries.
Yeah, thank you, our Aries. And what have you noticed about this Aries lineup?
A lot more sense of direction among people and sort of purposefulness.
And that's really noticeable.
Yeah. And speedy. You know, it's very speedy. Mm-hmm. It's like zoom, 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 zoom. And it's like, all right, how fast can I go? But with Mars and Gemini, you might have to do it 2 times. You know, it's like do-over time.
And
yeah,
did I do that
two
already?
Times at the same time.
Or 2 times at the same time, right?
It also is, you know, Aries can leave all of us a little on the ADD side, so we can go full steam ahead and get distracted, you know, squirrel. Mm-hmm. And it then we have to come back and do it again. That's what I'm finding is my mind is revved, but it chases, it gets lost in rabbit holes really easily if I'm not careful. So staying on track is the next piece. You know, aiming carefully, they say that Aries lineup is ready, fire, aim. So aiming carefully, remembering what we're doing, and having purpose, which lets this kind of explosive energy drive us where we want to go versus just explode.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be a little pause in that straightforwardness when Mars and Neptune square.
That's true.
Later in the week. I think it's Friday.
Talk about that.
When Mars and Neptune square, it can mean a kind of confusion about what exactly we want to do. Or it can be kind of like the clowns running around the car, you know, piling in, piling out, not sure who we should be driving, you know, that kind of thing.
Or, you know, I closed last week at my condo and I have a Mercury Mars square, so when I get nervous, I get very distracted, which doesn't make me a great driver when I'm nervous. So I hit 2 cars in the parking lot. I backed into one and the guy yelled at me and I'm like, I'm sorry. And then I pulled forward and I hit another one. And the guy went, another guy came out. He's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm sorry. And he looked into, you know, I didn't do anything. It was like 3 miles an hour. But, you know, at any rate, I was like, all right. Kind of like raining on the wedding day. I'm going to the closing, and I hit 2 people. That's a good thing. You know, it's like
get the difficult karma out of the way before you go to the closing. Yeah. But of course, you're wound up.
That's your Mars and Gemini doing it twice.
That was, I know. I hit 2 people, right? Yeah, and then my Jeep.
Hello. We logged in there for a minute. Yeah, but now you're back.
Now you're back.
Yeah. I've got a wacky internet. So, sorry about that. Yeah. It drops people and comes back in. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we're all still connected, I think. Let me just check. Well, you guys are connected in anyway, right? So we're good.
And it looks like it's doing fine. Yep. And so, you know, for the energy for people, make sure that you have a sense of direction. And one of the nice things this week, though, is a sextile between Venus and Mars. It's exact today. It's going to be exact for the next couple of days that can make, you know, help us laugh about your poor car accident or help us, you know, smooth things over, which is helpful with this really kind of the fuel lying around that Mars in Gemini sense of humor can make us nervous, but it can also help us laugh. And that camaraderie, and for people that are looking for relationships, it can be pretty juicy, flirtatious energy, that Venus-Mars sextile.
I have a lot of clients that are hunting for partners right now. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, I'm going out on a date and I'm hunting. I'm like, all right, well, Venus goes into Taurus in a couple weeks and hopefully you catch them.
Right.
So it is a good hunting energy, you know. So, and it's also quick decisions. You know, I had one friend who went out on a date. And, you know, a nice enough guy, but he's like his children hate him, his ex-wife hates him, and, you know, he was just really
crabby.
They might
have a point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And they were walking on the beach, and his shoes got stolen.
Oh,
so they come back, and, you know, and she's carrying her sandals, and he left his on the beach, and somebody took them. So he was, and he didn't even say, you know, like a lot of people say, you know, call you or bye or whatever. She was like, nothing like that, you know, it was just like, bye. You know, my shoes got stolen. So, yeah. So it's definitely fast decision. She's like, that one was not going anywhere. So it's like, all right. Yeah, you're gonna be clear. Yes, no, maybe. Yes, no, maybe. Done. You know, so a lot of fast moving energy. So It's going to be an interesting week.
That will be kind of interesting to see how that goes. And, you know, that the political moves moving back and forth with this lineup in Aries, cooperation is not the strong suit. And it's really good for cheering each other on when we're getting excited about a project. And it's really good for kind of knowing what our project is. But it can be difficult to get people to work together towards a common cause unless you let them say, here, this is the goal we're going to meet. You all do it your own way. Mm-hmm. So that works well for people working from home. But it may be a little tricky to get people moving in the direction that we want them to move in. So it's best to just go our direction and invite people with us in the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or say, you know, I'm going to go do this. You want to check back in later? Mm-hmm. You know, that's certainly an option. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in her case, she was kind of like, I didn't even want to go out for a drink with him or dinner. I was just like, we didn't even wait for the sun to set. He was ready to leave. I'm like, all right, you know.
Oh, man. That was decisive. Quick triage. Yeah.
Quick decisions, you're done. But I think if we know that, it just makes it easier. It's not personal. It's just not happening, right? Mm-hmm. And then this week, there are a lot of nodes. So a lot of times, you know, this is one of those weeks where, like, a few years down the road, astrologers will say to you, so what happened that last week in March, first week in April? What'd you do? You know, so in my case, I bought a condo. I just got an email from one of my clients whose daughter just got a huge job. So it's like decision time or shifting time. Mm-hmm. And with all the personal planets and Pluto and Athena making aspects to the nodes of, and Saturn making aspects to the nodes of fate this week, a lot of choices and decisions or people coming in. So anybody that shows up in your life this week, get their phone number. Or get their business card, because you're going to want to stay in touch with them. They're important somehow. So it's an interesting week. Yeah. Very interesting indeed. Yeah. So it's good. And then we have the new moon.
Mm-hmm. New moon in Aries. The real beginning
of the next year.
22
Aries, that same degree that everything was at 22 last year. So it's like, okay,
squaring
time
it.
For the renaissance, right? Because remember, it was all at 22 Capricorn, and then Mars back and forth over that degree all fall, and now the Sun and Venus, Sun and Moon are saying, go, we're going, we're going. So it can feel very pushy, but pushy in a good way. So.
And at the same time, you know, with this Aries lineup, I'm seeing the people blowing up, you know, the bad thought, impulse control around ending the pandemic in a good way. So the masks are down and, you know, the disease variant is found in all 50 states now. So I'm just really hoping people can keep it together for a little while longer.
Yeah. Especially with Jupiter going into Pisces. Yeah.
Well, the new moon Mars also is moving into a trine to Jupiter, which is a helpful thing.
Yeah.
And it's especially helpful for the group things. Because Jupiter's in Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
kind of
I'm seeing
picture energy.
So it's a kind of a one for all and all for one energy. You know.
I'm really seeing that around here where the tribe has been holding clinics to share their shots when they have extras to all the people. And so, you know, they've got anybody who's over 30 at the moment is getting shots in town in this part of Montana. And they're really working on getting everybody shots soon. So I think that's, again, there's they feel like if we can make our neighborhood healthy, then we'll be healthier, and our elders who can't get the shots if they have their own health complications will be safer. So that's been kind of interesting watching how they work together on that.
Yeah. Are they going into the tribes and helping?
Oh yeah.
Like
the tribes have already
locally?
The tribes have gotten, tribal health centers have already worked on big vaccine clinics for all the people in the area. And the tribal chairwoman has, you know, comments out and said, yes, you know, we work by traditional medicine, but there is no traditional medicine for this. This is different. And, you know, she put out a PSA on that and picture of her getting her shot. So it was good to see, you know, they've been really working on it locally, and then when they have extras, they're sharing. A lot of the vaccine came to the tribes first because their death toll was so high.
Right.
And that it was good to see the shift, and then they're sharing it back, which is great.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I have to say I'm a little worried with the Jupiter in Pisces, because when Mercury, and it's in Pisces from May through July, but it was Mercury was in Pisces was when the thing was spreading kind of quietly. And then we bloomed when the sun was in Pisces last year. And then, of course, Mars was in Pisces. So that was when it kind of spread all over the country. You know, it wasn't New York anymore. It was everywhere. And now it's Jupiter in Pisces. And I'm like, you know, this Pisces thing has been the virus. So hopefully when in May through, you know, May through the end of July, it's not like a huge outburst like is going on in Europe. So
fingers crossed on that.
Fingers crossed on that, yeah.
So should we take a call?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
And anybody out there, if you want to raise your, you hit star one and raise your hand. We have one person out there. We'll take that call and see if anybody else raises their hand. Now we have a lot to choose from. Hello. Let's try. Hello, area code 530-913. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. I am, as per Anne goes, I'm moving after living somewhere 20 years. And I'm having to put my dog down in the next couple weeks, and she's 14. And here's my birth data. You want it?
Your birth data? Yeah.
Yeah. 5/24/61.
5/24/1961.
6:20 p.m. Los Angeles.
And where are you moving from and to?
I'm moving from Northern California to one of the islands in the Puget Sound in Washington.
Oh, how lovely. But you'll be staying on roughly, not across the country. So astrologically, that'll be somewhat similar there. You're a little on the other side of your Neptune on the ascendant line, in that part of the world. So it looks better for you. You're moving closer towards some good lines.
Oh, that's
and
very good.
What was your question about your great move?
Well, it's very sad to leave where I'm living because I have an amazing community and wonderful people. And my husband has had cancer, and he's doing better right now, and we're moving to be with our daughter and grandkids and stuff. And I'm just kind of, like, curious about, you know, it's really intense. It's really intense. And I just want to hear what you have to say about it. Yeah.
But it looks to me like you've already grieved this. You know, it's going to get better. Pluto is off its square to your Venus. And last year, I think, with your husband's health and thinking that you might have to move, that you already started the grieving process. And you had your second Saturn return, and you had your second Jupiter return. Yeah. And, I mean, many of the Jupiter returns. So you've been through a lot. You know, you really is, your progressed sun went into Leo last year for the first time. You know, it's been in Cancer for 30 years. You've got a whole new chapter starting, and it looks good. And you progress moons in Sagittarius, which is a really good time. For 2.5 years, it's 6 months in.
Can I lose you?
Nope, we're here. We're here. Yep.
Oh, good.
Can you hear us?
Hey, honey. Yeah, now I can. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Anne.
Cool. Hi. I don't know where Heather went, but.
Oh, I lost her.
Yeah, I don't hear Heather. Hello, can you hear me?
I don't hear. Hey, it's Mercury in Pisces. So as Heather was saying, your progressed Sun went into Leo. And so that does start a whole new chapter. And, of course, whenever a planet changes signs, especially a progressed one because it's like a whole new season, you're leaving behind Cancer, which is the intense caretaking, and going into this kind of new, frisky, fun reality. So that should be really kind of cool and kind of forward motion. And also the period of 60 to 72, which is the section you just started, that's this new next cycle. So it's very much about new beginnings, new starts, new forward motion. So it all looks really positive. But with Pluto on your Saturn, you're doing some real deep work around your interior thoughts and ideas and how they all show up. So it looks intense, but it looks really positive. And, you know, 19 years ago in 82, you had a similar, or rather 2002, you had a similar shift. And back in 83 also. So this is big. It's really big. And you're not going to feel settled until the January probably. But this is your getting into the new space. Yeah. Say again?
Yeah. We are going to stand. We don't have a place to that. We haven't bought a house there. So it is kind of that funny feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, where do I go? Where am I going? Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
Mark, what do you see?
You.
Yes, it's you have the feeling of kind of like skating, you know, but you have better balance than you might think. So just go with it. If it feels a little tipsy, you know, tip to one side and to the other. Overall, you're going in a straight line.
Your husband's
health looks good. So I think you've gotten through that, the hard part of that too, which is very helpful. So
So Jupiter going through your fourth house. I got thrown off the line. I'm back on. The Jupiter going through your fourth house can mean you are free of a home at the moment, which is what it sounds like you are going to be feeling the best and worst of feeling free of a home. But Jupiter suggests that when you do get a home within this year, it will be a happy home and one that takes you to one that feels right to you.
Oh, you guys are wonderful. I needed to hear every single one of those words. My God.
Good. Yeah, you deserve all the optimism.
Yeah. The baby leaving, the dog leaving is always, I often find when people make major life changes, their pets leave. It's kind of a marker of that transition. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's like really sad, but it's also time. She's 14. It's time, but it's very sad. So, yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love to y'all.
And congratulations on your new house, too.
Yeah, I thought I was the one that went off the air before. I was glad Heather threw herself off because I've been having that all day with the Internet. It's been very flaky down here.
It hasn't happened to me and then just threw me off. It was really weird. Okay, we'll try one more person, more caller.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Okay. Have a good move.
Okay, let's try this one. Hello, area code 347. I think this is a different one. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, 310. Hello? Yes, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Good evening and happy congratulations, Anne, on your new beautiful apartment.
Thank you. Yay!
Hello?
Yes, and what is your question and what is your birth data?
April 6, 1976. Hampstead,
happy birthday,
London.
Tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Hampstead, London. And the time, 12:20 a.m.
Hampstead, UK. And 12:20 a.m., you said?
A.m., correct.
Wonderful. And did you have a question?
Yes. Aries has had a very turbulent last couple of years, and literally it's been a nightmare in regard to career, and wondering if things are going to sort of figure themselves out.
And you want to start this one?
Sure. April 6, 76, 1220 in the 1220 in the morning. So career been kind of getting hammered for sure. A couple of reasons. You're having Pluto going through your second house, as well as the COVID clump. They were all in there, and they've kind of been playing a lot with, are you doing the work you really want to do or not? They formed an inconjunct to your moon. So sometimes when that happens, your moon in Gemini, sometimes we've made a choice or a career that was what other people wanted us to do and not what we wanted. And so with the energy of them opposing your Saturn, you know, we call this the midlife crisis, where the universe comes back to you and says, are you really happy with what you're doing? I know you did it, but do you want to keep doing it? And so you're having this kind of push me, pull you, the inconjunct from the Capricorn planets to your moon, which is, well, I thought it was a good idea, but the opposition to your Saturn. So it's very much about you, you know, are you in right career? Do you like what you're doing? Are you happy with it? Are you content with it? If you are, great. If not, this is the universe kind of pushing on you and saying, we need you to put down roots. Last time this happened, you were little. It was 1993 when you were 14, 15 in there. And so the energy of what your choices are, the universe is asking you to think about them. Plus, you still have Pluto opposite your Saturn for most of this year. And that is always, Pluto, of course, is in your career house. So it's kind of like asking you to make sure you're in right relationship to what you really want to do. So is your career what you want to do, or is it something you did because other people thought that was a good career for you?
It's what I want to do.
It's what you want to do, okay. So then when you're going through the then when you're going through the testing of it, then the chart is saying, okay, so now we're taking you to the next level of understanding your skill set for this, and is that what you want? You know, so it's definitely testing, and you're not done. But the good part of it is, whenever I see these kinds of transits, I'm like, pick up the Power Book, POWER by Robert Greene, the 48 Laws of Power, and say, okay, I'm having a Pluto transit around what's of value to me and what's important to me, and is this it? Is this what I want? And, of course, last fall, when Mars and Pluto were having their fight, you have a Mars-Pluto square in your chart, so your chart was involved in it. So it has been a really sloggy, hard time. So the good news
and
is it's almost over.
Yeah.
The bad news is, you know, it's like the universe saying, are you sure? Are you sure? And sometimes, you know, there's that choice about how we get there. So anybody else? Heather, Mark?
Yeah, I think it's a complexity to your work always, because there's so many layers here. You know, you're Aries, but the rule of your house of career is that Venus in Pisces, which is loves being in Pisces, but it leaves great complexity around the direction and the purpose. So the success in your life is broad rather than quick and fast at this point. Now, in the last week, your progressed son left 30 years in Taurus and just entered Gemini. So the communication will get better, and you'll probably be feeling more like yourself, because that progressed son in Gemini is more comfortable to an Aries than the progressed son in Taurus. So you're stepping into a new era, which is more yours. Now, the progressed moon just went into Pisces a few weeks ago, so there's been a major shift in your energy field. It's all so complex, you're not really feeling like pushing. It's telling you this is not time in your life to push your career ahead. Work-life balance is really important, that you're being asked to kind of really strengthen your personal life so that it balances your career success, and then your career success can move forward faster. So it looks good in the long run. I see, you know, all kinds of positive things going, but that continued, how do you use power? How do you do this in this most complex and interrelated way where it's not a simplistic, you're not that you're a simplistic person by a long shot, but that success in this field isn't you know, one from column A, two from column B. It's much more like you're creating your own field, it looks like.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly how I felt.
Mark,
thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And Mark,
what do you see?
Yeah, and work with the stress. You'll feel the stress, and it's there just to give you a pathway.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So that's it. Another week of the Access Astrology, where you access three astrologers. I'm Ann Ortley, signing off from the deck overlooking Boca Ciega Bay down here in sunny Florida, although it's dark right now.
The shade.
The chaise, the blue, the turquoise chaise, yes.
And this is Heather Owen Robbins saying goodbye from Montana, and?
And Mark Wolves saying see you next week from New York.
Yeah.
Take care.
We wish you all a good week. Have fun. Pay attention to who you meet this week. Lots of nodal activity, meaning people arriving into your life. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now.